second.
Which daf is today's daf?
Well, he said the shiur this week is being sponsored by the Leshkowitz family, Lenishmas Rachel Bas Rav Chaim Arya Aleh Shalom, and by the Greenbaum family, Lenishmas Rezel Bas Rav Eliezer Aleh Shalom. This yard site is Chav Vav Sivan, and also Lenishmas Rav Eliezer Ben Rav Akiva Aleh Shalom. His yard site is Yud Beis Sivan.
I know it's around here. All right, in Daf Chafav you have the rule of Ein Shilya B'lo Yivlad. Klal that if a woman gives birth, not to a baby, but her body, rather than going through regular birthing, expresses the sac, and you don't open the sac. If a sac comes out, the baby's not alive, and it's thrown away. And there's a shaila if she has a din yeledes or not. Shilya is the sac. In shilya b'lev lad. Shilya is the sac around the baby. That's the kufatum. That's molly.
And by shilya, says molly anything.
My understanding is that shilya is a sac. Yeah. Could be with the placenta. At any rate, that's halacha the Mishnah. Halacha the Mishnah is that we assume that she's a yeledes. We don't know what type of child she had. Now, the truth is, I think Rabbi Kivega points out, it's not a shayla of nidus, because say psichas b'yamakar b'lay dam anyway. But din nidus she certainly has. A shayla is if she has a din yeledes. Yeledes has different dinim. Some that's a pshat in the Mishnah. At any rate, this is the halacha. Yeah, we have a Kabbalah in Shilya B'lo Yivlad. The question here is why we need a Kabbalah with certainty that Ein Shilya B'lo Yivlad. Why do we need such a Kabbalah for sure? Even let's say it would be a Safik if the Shilya has a Vlad. A Safik that rises L'chumra in any event. And the fact that everyone knows that a Shilya has a Safik, that it has a Vlad. So the question is, why Chazal had to be Kaveya with a Vadois, Ein Shilya B'lo Yivlad, to make a Tame? So Shava Dereisa, so it would anyway be a Safik Dereisa. So this is something that we're going to get to, really, the discussion. I'll tell you the truth, somebody is not learning the daf, and I think most people who give a shir in this location are not learning the daf. Looks at the daf you're up to and want to find something that's in Nashim and Azikin. Now here, I'm not talking about Nashim and Azikin, I'm talking about Ein Shilya B'lo Yivlad. But it does come up in Bava Kama Daf Yud Aleph. Derech Agav, it's not talking about Bava Kama Dikas Sugyas. But our Gemara says Ein Shilya B'lo Yivlad. The Gemara here says a big chiddush. It says Ein Miksa Shilya B'lo Yivlad. The Gemara here talks about a case where a woman had her shilya go out partially, come back, and come out the next day. So the Gemara makes a cheshbon. The Gemara has a list of members of Ulam Rabbi Laza, and one of them is this member, shilya shiyatsa miktsasa b'yam rishon, miktsasa b'yam sheni, that you have to make a cheshbon both ways. All the dina yaledes, you have to make cheshbonis in two directions, that he makes a shilya b'lo yivlad. So Tosis here is the kasha, similar to what I asked, I'm asking here. Why need a Kabbalah? Ein Shilya B'lo Yivlad, even al Safik, it would be Safik Dereis L'chumra. Here, Taisus has the cash on Ein Miksa Shilya B'lo Yivlad. The Gemara here says that if a Miksa Shilya comes out, part of the Shilya comes out, we assume that there's a Vlad. Now, that does not enough to make a Tameh.
Because
okay, once you're right. 1 second. So if a mikzas shilya b'lo vlad, so the Gemara is not saying that if a mikzas shilya comes out, the whole vlad came out, or even the head came out, which makes it a leida. The Gemara is saying that a mikzas shilya b'lo vlad, memeo it's a sofik. If the head came out, the head didn't come out. So she has to keep two calendars: one from the first day, and one for the second day. If there would be mixa shilya b'lay vlad, we would say part of the shilya could be b'lay vlad, then it would be a svek svek. Maybe there was a vlad in that mixa shilya. And even if there was, maybe it wasn't raiv. And we'd be mitar. But because we have a Kabbalah, a mixa shilya b'lay vlad, so memela, the cheshbon of the Gemara is that we have to be chayshish. She gave birth partially on day one, the rest on day two. You have to keep two calendars, one from day one and one from day two. This is pshat in the Gemara. I'm not telling you any chidushin. This is pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Yad Aleph. So Tosis here is a kasha, which is yisaidistic, which has to do with my discussion here tonight. What I really want to talk about here tonight is a kloliistic topic, which has its roots in this sugya and in this Tosis. It's a general question. The question is regarding Hilchas Nida in general. A Nida has two dinim. A Nida has a din that she's Tameh, just like someone who touches a Sheretz is Tameh, a different dinim. But as Tameh, she's also Betruma, she's not like going to the Beis HaMikdash, etc. It's Tuma, that's Chal on the woman. And B, she has a din that she's Asur Labayla. She has Isurim that her, she's also to her husband. There are two sets of dinim. Now the question, the Chakira, that's our question for today, is, are the Din Issa Labayla and the Dine Tuma one and the same? Is one halacha in Tumas Nida, that she's not allowed to touch Truma, go into the Beis HaMikdash, etc., and she's Issa Labayla, it's a Tuma Dikadin. Or, no, they're two totally different parashiyos. It's a parasha of Tuma. Parsha of Tumas Sheres and Tumas Meis and Zav and Zava and Shechazera and whatever other Tumas there are. And there's a Nida. It's one din. There's a separate halacha of Hilchas Nida, which is Yeridea. It's Yeridea Dikadin. And maybe they have no Sheches. They have no connection one to the other. It happens to be coincidental that they both come with the same dam that comes out. Same exact dam that comes out of a woman makes her a Nida Asura Labayla. And makes our Tomei Lagabi Dine Tuma Tahara. It's just coincidental. The Chochmas HaTorah said that there are two dinim that come from such a thing. But they're not related. Or maybe they are related. Maybe somehow the Din Tumas Nida is what makes a woman Asura Labayla. So the clear is really whether Dine Nida belong in Yeridea or belong in Hilchis Tuma V'Tahara. Now, nowadays, Shulchan Aruch doesn't have any Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, so it got stuck into Yeridea. But the Rambam stuck it into Dinei Tumah, Dinei Asura Labayla. Maybe it is Dinei Tumah. This is the Chakira, in the Asvan Deiraisa, Simcha Chaf Aleph, he has this Chakira, whether he doesn't talk B'chlal about Svaris, he brings the same Tosis we're going to learn. He has this Chakira, Dinei Yisurei Nida Toli and Dinei Tumah. Well, they're two totally different parashiyos. Now, l'chayra, there's an nafkamina halacha l'maisa. Of course, tumah exists today. It's just no nafkamina. We don't keep tumah in tahira. Kainim have nafkaminas to know hilchas tumas meis. But beyond that, we don't have hilchas tumah today. Still, we know there's a klal that safik tumah b'shus harabim is tahar, and safik tumah b'shus hayachid is tameh. It's something we learned from the parasha of Saita. And it's halacha mishum sinai. There's no svara to it. It's halacha mishum sinai based on the psukim by Saita. Safik tumah b'shus hayachid is tamei, and b'shus harabim is tar. L'chayra should come out like this. Let's say you have a woman b'sman hazeh. She has a mara. She goes to a rav. She shows a mara of dam. Let's say it's a mara. There are maras today that women supik. L'chayra the rav should ask her. Was this Mare, where did you find it? Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hashayram. You ever heard of Rav Sheh such a Shaila? Where was this? Where did you find this Mare? Even with Rosh Hashayach, it's Tomei. It's always Rosh Hashayach. It's always Rosh Hashayach. Well, let's say she's walking in the street and she feels dam. She has Aragosh and dam comes out in the street. Let's say she goes out and she goes, what's a Suffolk? No, she finds dam on her garment. So she brings the kesem to a rav, and she shows it to the rav. So the rav says, where'd you get this kesem? And she'll say, Rav, and she'll say, Yachid. Ksamim without Argosh is Deiraisa. Right? Ksamim is only drabbanan without Argosh. So what our gosh is asking.
Right, but the so, re is what's machayim, and the re is which is.
Your problem is my example. Your problem is not with my shayla. My shayla is lo yitzor. She's the Rishus HaRabim. Would a rav say, "Oh, Rishus HaRabim"? A different story. The suffik is tar, and Rishus HaYachid. The suffik is tamen. That's the shayla. I leave it to your imagination. How's a woman going to have a mara Rishus HaRabim? It's hakanat shliach. But is that the answer? Or is the answer it's not Tali Zebizet? That are two different things. So as we'll see, there seems to be a disagreement between the Shef Shmaitza and the Shari Yosha, Reb Shimon and Shari Yosha, the two big Svarim and Hilchas Sveikis, seem to disagree on the matter. I say seem because it's not 100% clear what the Shari Yosha is saying, but it's a Hashem, I hope, to present the two sides. And then a derech a mahalach hashlishi that's beinayim that I think is a very gishmak. That's the plan for today. We start with Taisus. It says emik sashilya b'loy vlad. That's a shtetin the gemara. So Taisus asks the kasha that I sort of started with. Taisus says, who cares if emik sashilya b'loy vlad? He says safik tuma. Where is it? Brishus rabim or brishus yachid? Well, where did this shilya come out? In the street or in the house? So Taisa says, even if it wouldn't be true, let's say you could have mixed a shilya b'loy vlad. What's the difference? Taisa says, Ibr shus harabim, afil b'chad sveika mitarina. If it's Ibr shus harabim, it doesn't matter, yesh mixed a shilya b'loy vlad, he mixed a shilya b'loy vlad, will be mitar. Because a mixed a shilya is not vaday roi for the guf. So it's a safik, so it'll be mitar. Ibr shus hayachid. If this happened in private, afilu svek sveka nami tamei dotanan kol a sveka shati yochal harbis brishus hayachid, afilu svek sveka is tamei. So Taisus says, why do I need umdenis that emik sashil yabalai vlad? Just let it be a suffik, and safta brishus harabim is tar, brishus yachin is tamei, and why do I need a sugya? Why do I need a kabbalah that emik sashil yabalai vlad? Maybe suffik emik sashil yabalai vlad. What's the difference? Bishus Rabbi is one thing, Bishus Yachid is another thing, so why am I nafkamina? It's Taisus Kash. So Taisus answers five words. Taisus says, V'yesh Leimer, D'shmaitz in Ayri le'inyin la'isra la'bayla. What Taisus is saying, L'gabe Tuma, you're right, there's no nafkamina. Shmaitz in Ayri le'inyin la'isra la'bayla. It sounds like, Ferish and Taisus is saying, they're two separate dinim. Dine Toma has the rules of Safi Tamisha Sarab, Shal Tamisha Sayachid, and Takin is known after Mina. And we're talking the Gabi Loisra Abaila. Loisra Abaila is a different story and has different rules. That's what it says. You bring your raya that it is two different Nidim. This is separate pasuk. Yeah. But it could be there, the Tumas Nida means the Din Issa Nida is going to pass off of Nida. It's not Dafka Din Tuma of Nida, it could be Din Issa of Nida. And I said, Taisa seems to separate. I'm not sure what's a proof from there. But, okay. As I state in Taisus, that's the Pashup Shat in the Taisus. The Maram Shif here has a plea, the Peladik Akash on Taisus. Taisus says, Shmaitzin Ayri Lini Lo Yisro Lo Baila. He doesn't even go to an Arichas, but he means what we're saying. So the Maram Shif says, I don't understand. What's the Makar of Safi Tuma Bishus Rabim Tamei? And Bishus Rabim Tamei, Bishus Yafin Tamei, is Saita. Saita, not Tamei to Taris, it's not Tamei to Bias Migdash. A Saita is only Lo Yisrael Baila. So he says, what do you mean? There's a cloud of Safi Tuma, Bishus Rabim Tar, Bishus Yachid Tamei. So Taisa says, yeah, that's talking about Tuma, it's not talking Lo Yisrael Baila. What do you mean it's not talking Lo Yisrael Baila? The whole Makar, the whole Parsha that we learn out, the Dinim of Safi Tuma, Bishus Yachid, is Parsha Saita. Now, if you say Lo Yisrael Baila and Tuma, somehow Anu Ha'ach, so Shalom Yisrael, everything's good. We use a word Tumah for Yisrael Baila. We use a Tumah here, and somehow it's the same, and then everything's good. But if you're going to tell me you're separating to Yisrael Baila and Tumah, so if anything, Nida should be the same. Need this also by Israel Baila. It should be the same as Hilchas Saita.
But that's the Din Saita. The Din Nida is Kaisa saying on the Din Nida.
Right. But Saita, we do learn to Nida. Just, I'm not sure to what part of Nida. So Tysis, from Saita, I'm going to learn to Tomas Nida, and not to Issa Nida. Fractum Ram Shif. But what are you talking about? It's more daima to Saita is the Issa Nida than the Tomas Nida. Saita's not Tomei. The Saita is only Asala Baila. So that's the Maram Shif's kasha. I think it says Ktsas kasha. But they will take it seriously, like it's very kasha. But this is the kasha that they ask. So again, we have Tosfos in the Asur Deraisa, when he clears the Shaila, he brings his Tosfos, says Tosfos says it. But when the Shmaitza brings it, the Shmaitza brings the Maram Shif's kasha. He says, you're a good kasha, why, how can you separate? So the Shef Shmaitza, it's in Shmaitza Aleph, Perik Yud Beis. I think here, it says Yud Zayin. I mean, my handwriting is bad. I wrote Yud, it's really Yud Beis. I wrote Yud Dalid, and it got switched here to Yud Zayin. So I made a mistake. Okay, I'll tell you the truth. The Shmaitza, where Shimon brings the Shmaitza, he says Perik Yud Dalid. So when I faxed it, I didn't have time to look at it then. I needed it in advance. Then when I went to learn it last week, it wasn't Yud Dalid, so I turned back, I found it in Yud Beis. So it's Perik Yud Beis, so there are two mistakes. Okay. But anyway, the Shmaitza, Perik Aleph, in Shmaitza Aleph, Perik Yud Beis, he brings Tisus, he brings the Maram Shif's Kasher. So he says, a Teretz, that Yitaka right, Saita logically should be similar to Yisrael Baila. The limud from Saita, though, is from the Lashon HaKra. The pasuk there says Vinitma. By Saita, it says Vinitma. It uses a Lashon Tumah. Even though it doesn't really mean Tameh, it doesn't mean Tameh Ilagabi Taris, maybe as a Migdash. Nevertheless, the Torah uses a Lashon Vinitma. So, Tishmaitza, from there we know that we're talking about a limud Hilchas Tumah. Zeres HaKosav, Yeshiva, whenever somebody doesn't understand Gzeres HaKosav, I tell them, I don't know how to dashim psukim either. You just take what Chazal tell us. Chazal dashim in the Tumah is Tumah. Zok Tishmaitza, we're only talking about Tumah. Nida is a din erva. Doesn't mean erva legabe din ain't kedusha chalim, but it's lemaisa din erayis. And so Nida is din erayis. And Saita, the limur, Saita itself is also not Tumah. But the limud from Initma is the Initma. So everything's good again. So we go back to Tosfos. And it comes out from Tosfos, and the way the Shmaitza endorses Tosfos, the Shmaitza holds that Dinei Isser Nida and Dinei Tumas Nida are two separate parashias in the Torah, like the parashias of Tosfos, two totally separate parashias. They have no shaykhis one to the other. And the Shmaitza speaks out. It could come out. You could have Bisman Beis Hamikdash, a woman, could come to a Rav with a Mara, and the Rav could paskin to her that Legabe, your husband, your Osir, but you're allowed to eat Truma. Because the Suffolk was a Mishusarabim. So Legabe, your husband, you'll be Osir, and Legabe, Truma, you can eat Truma. A strange thing, it actually disasks me. Well, if I can't, he could paskin maybe in cases that it'll be Osir B'Truma, Mutter Levi, I don't know, you have exactly Eichatim, so it's Svek Svek, Mishusayachin. Legabe, your husband, shall be Mutter. Svek Svek is Mutter by Dine Tyra. And Legabe Tumma, it'll be Osir. So you could have such a case. You could have such a case that you'll be Mutter Labaila and Osir B'Truma, or Mutter B'Truma and Osir Labaila, and there's no Shaychis. It's like two sets, two dinim, two rules in Psak Halacha, Legabe Svekis. And this is the Shmaitza, that's what he says. He talks about it briefly there in Perek Yud Beis. Shlims U'Taisvis, and everything's good. Reb Shimon in the Shari Yosher is matmiya, but a strong shyness against the Shmaitza. It's also in the Chedusha Reb Shimon on Bava Kama. He's matmiya. He says, really? It says by Saita Lashin Tuma. Really? What does it say by Nida? By Nida being Asur Labaila. Vel Isha Benidas Tumasa, by Sikra Vagale Servasa. Uses Tumma by Nida, not just Lagabe Tumma. Of course, Lagabe Tumma uses Lashon Tumma. Lagabe Isser Levaila uses a Lashon Tumma. That's the Lashon Akra in Parshas Akrimah. It's Al Isha Benidas to muscle is sikrav legali servasa. It's talking like sikrav legali servasa. It's a nida. It says isha benidas to masa. You're telling me by sight it says tuma, by nida it says tuma, and he says even more. He says by yoledes, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says a yoledes is asa to her husband. He says you're not going to find anywhere in the chumash. You'll find the pasha says ria, kimei nidas davasa titma davasa titma. Just like she's tummy there, she's tummy here. It doesn't say she's also a baila anyway by your letters. But tuma shavuayim kenidasa. She's tummy 2 weeks as if she's a nida. That's what it says. It doesn't say by your letters isa la baila bechlau in the Torah. All it says is lashon tuma. So how can you go and say that nida sur la baila has nothing to do with tuma? And sight is different. It says in the tuma, it says tuma by nida your letters as well. He's talking about Yoledes. He's talking about Shel Yibalei V'Lai. Very shver kasha from Sukkim in the Torah. And he says, besides, does it really make sense? Nida is Isser, and Nida is Tumah, separate things. How does a Nida for Dinei Isser become Tar? She goes to the mikveh. All the same as Dinei Tumah. Same mikveh. What Dinei mikveh is? Same Dinei mikveh is. Chatzitza, same Dinei chatzitza. So you're telling me it's not Tahara from Tumah? You're going to say they're two separate parashiyos. It's a parsha of Tumah. It's a parsha of Isser. And nothing to do with each other. But Kachkoz or Chachmas HaTayra, the same mikveh that takes off Tumah, takes off Isser Labayla. Same Dina Chatzitza, same Dina Chatzitza. It doesn't say it again by Hilchas Nida, a new parsha of Limudim, of what makes a mikveh. It doesn't say, I don't think at all by Nida, she should go to the mikveh. It doesn't say, Losha mikveh by Nida at all, the Gabi Isser Labayla. Now if it's Tumah, Zakt Reb Shimon, I understand. If it's Tumah, you take off the Tumah, and Emele, she's Ice Nida. If it's Isser, for where do we learn out all these Lemudim that a woman goes to the mikveh, she's Ice Asa Labayla? If a Nida is Asa Labayla for 7 days, let her wait 7 days and be Mutta Labayla. Well, where does mikveh come from?
By Saita, it says Benitma, the Etzel Isser is an Isser Tumah. Mashayin came by Nida, it doesn't say that the Tumah is the Siva for the Isser. She happens to be Tameh, But that's not the
Issa.
The
Chefs
of the
Issa
is Issa
Nida. So why does the Torah use Lashon
Tumah?
El Isha.
Because she's Tumah at that time. And that's what teaches you that.
So it's Agav information? It's Agav telling you information.
It's not Agav. That's how you learn that all the dinim of Mikveh and Chatzitza all apply to Hilchas Nida Labayla. So, because it says Lashon Tumah, but by Zot, the Issa is the Nidma. It's a Benitma the Issa.
I don't know how to dash him sukim. I can't tell you. I just tell you over. I don't know exactly. And by Yeledes, how do you know Yeledes is Asa Labayla? By Yeledes, it doesn't say Asa Labayla. Yeah. So how do you know Yeledes is Asa Labayla? That's his kasha. Compares the Nida. But if you say Nida is two separate parashiyos, there's a Din Tumah and there's a Din Asa Labayla. So then how do you know Yeledes? If you say Tumah, Asa Labayla and Tumah is one, Kemah Feshtay. If they're totally separate, again, I don't know how to darsh it, but the Torah should say, well, this is also Laban. Certainly, in the Psukei HaTorah, it's smoother if they're one, but on the other hand, we have Taisus. We have Taisus. Taisus says, Shmai Sinai, Lin Yulaisu Alabayla. So, Shimon, Shari Yosha, makes a geder. It's a little hard for me to say over exactly what he says there. Because the language, as you used to Shari Yosha, the language is quite complicated. I think what he's saying, basically, I'm not here to confuse, because I'm going to come with a third mahalach, which is going to be clear. What Shimon says here is the following. He says, for a woman to be asa labayla, two dinim have to happen. She has to be tameh, tumas nida, tumah, the same tumah as everywhere else. And she has the yeridei dikad din of issa. In other words, for her to be asa, you need both. You need the din iser and the din tumah. When she goes to the mikveh, she takes off the din tumah. Mainly, she's mutak, she don't have both. But you need both. Mikveh takes off tumah. For a nida to be asur labayla, there are two parashas in the Torah. There's one parasha of leisikra legalei serva. There's one parasha of tumah. And he says that when you have the two together, it's tumah and iser together, that's when... That's the system by which this works.
So what does the separate din of Isser Labayla and the mix?
So what does it add? So I can answer that part of it. I can answer clearly.
Isn't one
technical to the other? That's the question. See, that's the shaila. It seems because of this Tosfos, they don't want to say that. Without Tosfos, I would say that it's one parasha. But Tosfos says that by Safek Tom, B'Shusayachit Tomei, that's only for Tumah. And Shmaitz and I really deal with Abayla. That's why I need this rule of Amix Asholya B'Lay Vlad. Without that rule, I wouldn't know it. But Tosfos is saying there is some chilek. So I'll answer you, B'Shusayachit. B'Shusayachit, where, as far as the dinim of Safek Tumah were concerned, if you had a Svek Sveika, B'Shusayachit, Tosfos says, let's say you have a Svek Sveika, B'Shusayachit, as dinay Tumah, you'd be Tomei. By Yanida, she'll be Tar. Because to be Asa Labayla, you need two things. When I say she'll be Tar, she should be Muta Labayla. Because to be Asa, you need two things. You need an Isser Tumah of Anida, and you need a Din, a Yeridea Dikadin of Isser. You need both. Now, she goes to the mikveh, one falls off, she's Muta to her husband. If you aspect Sveker, Bishus Hayachid, so she has a Din Tumah, and she has Din Isser Yeridea Dikadin of Isser Labayla. Safek, a svek sveka, b'shus hayachid, l'gabi tumah is asur, is tame. But l'gabi isurim, l'gabi yaradeya is mutter. So that second din, the yaradeya dikadin, falls off. When she has a svek sveka, b'shus hayachid, then the yaradeya dikadin falls off, and vaita she's mutter l'baila. That's what Tais is saying. Even though she's tame, l'gabi tumah she's tame. L'gabi lo israel baila, you still need a Yeridea Dikadin of Isser. And that's what Tosfos means. She'll be Metama Habal. A Tumas Nida. A Tumas Nida. Has Bayal Nida. She'll be Tame, Mistama. Mistama be Tame. He'll be Bayal. I'll be Tame. And he'll be Mutta to Bayal. To be Bayal. Two parashias. That's what we're saying. Shmaitz and Sicha holds that way. Shmaitz says that two totally separate parashias. And Isser Bayal has zero to do with Tumah. And she's going to be an Avatoma, the Chinami. Look at that's one parsha, that's not Isser. So Shmaitz holds it totally separate. Reb Shimon, because of his kashas, he's forced to make an androgynous out of it, to make that you need two dinim. You need a Yeridea Dikadin and a Tumah Dikadin, and she's also a Baila. If you can take the Tumah off, then it'll be Mutter. That's why Mikveh helps. If you can take Yeridea off by Sex Fakus, right, it'll be Mutter. That's what Tosfos is saying. So this part of the Reb Shimon Shittim is very well.
Where
do you get such a thing
that there's a different din of
Nida?
Is a different
pasuk?
Reb Shimon learns it from a different
pasuk. He said, "Well, the din Isser, the Shmaitzer says there's an Isser. Tais says there's an Isser. The problem is the din Tumah. So that's his kasha. His kasha is it says Elisha Tumasa Loisikrav. So it says Tumasa by Nida. So therefore, it's that's his hechrach. His hechrach." His two kashas, the two kashas he asked, that the Torah is Lashon Tumah, and the kasha that's not Mistava going to the mikveh takes off a Yeridea Dikadin, just coincidental, it's the same as Hilchas Tumah. Not Mistava, so must take off a Tami Dikadin. That's his hechra. So this is Reb Shimon's second Mahalach. So Reb Shimon doesn't agree in Gansin with the Shmaitz. The Shmaitz is a totally separate parashia, so Reb Shimon says not that way. Now, if somebody's going to want to work on it later, when you work on Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, it gets confusing. B'Shus HaRam, B'Shus HaYachid fits. B'Shus HaYachid, Tosfos says that the Tudinim, Tumah and Isser Labayla, so it makes sense. B'Shus HaYachid is Svek Sveika, for Tumah is Tameh, and for Yerdeh is Tar. B'Shus HaRabim, the Tosfos doesn't fit so well. How it would shtim the Tudinim B'Shus HaRabim, it's not so important for what we have to discuss. If somebody wants to work out the Tosfos there, I'm just telling you that that's the hole in the Reb Shimon that Reb Shimon doesn't explain. But that's not my main point. My main point, again, is, remind me to come back to Daf Chav Vav also at the end. But my main point is this. The fact that we have a Kabbalah, Bevados, Ein Shilya B'Lay Vlad, or Ein Miksa Shilya B'Lay Vlad, these Kabbalahs of Vados, it doesn't work out Sveikis. Tosfos says is because Loisra Abayla you have to know for sure. Gabi Tumah and Achinami, the Sveikis as we spoke out earlier will rule and it will come out the same anyway.
How does Rosh Hashanah come out the same?
Right, that's why I said Rosh Hashanah doesn't shtim well, and that I'm leaving separately. Rosh Hashanah shtim as well. Shimon doesn't speak out. Maybe he does. You know, you never know Berab Shimon. He could ask a kasha in Perik, and six parakim later come back to answer it, but I didn't see that he answered. In the Chedusha of Shimon, in Bava Kama, there is Simon Yudalid. There's a piece with Ben HaMechaber, where he comes to defend his father, but with a new mahalach. Again, to answer up to Shmaitza, and to explain with a sort of middle mahalach, I don't think it's what his father meant, he doesn't say it's what his father meant, but it's a gevald, it's a geshmaka mahalach, he uses a Reb Chaim's yisayid, and I found the yisayid, Reb Chaim Oizer's yisayid, or yisayid, Reb Chaim Oizer, and I saw it today in the Kovitz Oris, in Malamed Test, they all three say that this yisayid, that I'm going to share with you, and Reb Shimon's son uses it, I don't know which son, but he uses it to give a gevaldig mahalach in this whole meeting. He starts with a Noida B'Yehuda. Now you're not going to believe this Noida B'Yehuda. I'm just going to tell it to you the way it says. Noida B'Yehuda Tinyana, he has a Shaila. The following is the Shaila. Again, with to the philosophical focus of our Nidin. Our Nidin is Dinei Nida Asur Labayla Toli Hilchas Tumah? Or not Toli Hilchas Tumah? So he had a Shaila Halacha L'Maisa. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya. Don't get aggravated by the Maisa. The Maisa is the following, the way it's brought there. A woman was in her eighth month of pregnancy, and she was sleeping. Her husband was in the next room. And he hears a baby crying. He hears a baby crying, no baby in the house. He hears a tiny newborn crying. His wife is sleeping. So he runs in. So he tells the Rav he went to, who brought to Tanai Yehuda, that he knows the baby was crying. Must be. The baby came out, was crying, and then it got pulled back. It got pulled back into the mother. We find such a mitzvah that a birth that gets pulled back. He says, must be the baby was born. It cried, and now it got pulled back. So is my wife Osir? Does she have a dinya ledes? Maybe she gave birth, and now she has a din. She slept through the whole thing, you see. What? So this is what the Noida B'Yehuda deals with this Shaila. Now, all of us are very skeptical about the woman sleeping through this entire event. And the baby crying and then deciding it was warmer inside and going back. We're skeptical about it. So I don't have an answer for you,
baby
except...
Baby can't cry when he comes out. It's full of draconian.
So maybe there was a nurse there for a few minutes also that helped him. I don't want to make fun. It could be he means is a halach of shavi anafshi chetichi disura. Maybe he means that if you insist, I have to be done on what you're shavi anafshi. I don't know. But all right, without commentary, I'll tell you what says Nebu. Nebu has the shaila. Shaila is the woman. Asur labayla because of this until she'll finally give birth. That's the shayla. Rav Shimon brings the shayla with the Maramachim. So the Rav who brought the shayla to Nabi Yehuda suggested the following. He says, he owes it's not more than a suffix. How much came out? Enough came out to Asur. How exactly the mouth came out without the head, I'm not sure. But he says it's a suffix. Maybe he's skeptical about the story. He calls it a suffix. He calls it a suffix too. What's the din of Safitum b'shusayachid? Tame. But 1 minute. The Gemara says Safitum b'shusayachid is only Tame b'mishiyesh le'das l'shayl. When you have a human being, has a shayla. The Gemara says, let's say you have an animal. Let's say a cat is carrying a sheretz, a dead mouse, or whatever is a sheretz, in its mouth, and it runs, and you're not sure if it touched truma. So there we say Safitum b'shusayachid is also tar. Because it has to be dumya desaita sheyesh lo das lishael, not an animal shein by das lishael. This is a gemara. So b'shus hayachid a safik tumah b'mishein lo das lishael is tar. Also a halachish mesin. So the shael said a sleeping person is ein by das lishael. Should be like an animal. And a sleepy person ein by das lishael. So safik tumah b'shus hayachid is tar. This is the story of the Rav who asked the Shaila. Whatever your opinion on the underlying Shaila may be, it's again to us is the Lumbus. The Lumbus of it is that the Shaila held, let's go with rules of Safik Tumah. Right, the Shaila obviously held Safik Tumah and Yeridaya. Talizah Bezeh. And since Dinei Safik Tuma are going to pass an ice that she's tar, so should be Mutala Baila as well. That was the Das of the Shail. So Noidbi Yehuda has two parts to his response. One, he's very misupik if a sleeping person is called Ein Baidas Lisha. He's very misupik, human beings, Yesh Baidas Lisha, just happen to be sleeping. That's not the Gatas. Second, he talks about our Shaila. Whether we should say, Isurei Nida, Atoli and Tumas Nida. He says, he doesn't bring, it's funny, he doesn't bring Taisis above a Kami at Aleph. He doesn't bring the Taisis. But he is very misupik if the Issa Nida is Tali and Tumas Nida. Which is, the Shemaitza says, that the Taka not Tali. So, in this year, Rav Shimon's son brings Rav Shimon's tainus. How could it be neither is not Tali and Tumah if the Issa comes off with Tefillah b'mikvah, with the same Dine mikvah, same Dine chatzitza? It's not Mistavar. It's not Mistavar that Torah would fool us that way. That it's not a Din Tum Torah calls it Tumah and it comes off with a mikvah. It's Takanah Mistavar that has zero to do with Dine Tumah. Yet, what are we going to do? The Nebu doesn't bring Taisus above a Kama. Rav Shimon, son of Rav Shimon, the tradition of Rav Shimon, he brings Tyson Bavakam, what are we going to do? So he solves this whole problem with one beautiful yisaid, which he brings from Chaim Eiser. It doesn't have the Maramakim there, but it looked in Achiezer, it's Evan Ezer Simon Aleph. He brings it from Chaim Eiser. It's also in the stencils from Reb Chaim, same yisaid. I saw it today in the Kovitz Ha'aris, Simon Lamites, Bekitzer. Reb Chaim always says, Gebe Chidush and Bekitzer. And he says the following chiddush. Now, before I tell you the chiddush, I want to give just a short hagdama. There's a general in the yeshiva world, the gabe suffik, any suffik derais, forgetting suffik to any suffik derais l'chumra. It's a beautiful yisaid which comes from the tzemach tzedek hakadmai, from the tzemach tzedek, it's brought in the prima gadim yaradeya. It's brought Reb Shimon himself brings it in the beginning of Shari Yashir. The yisaid there is the explanation of Safik Dairais L'Chumra. How do we understand Safik Dairais L'Chumra? The best illustration would be the following example. You have a man, he comes home at night, his wife says, I'm not sure what to do with this steak. What's the problem? Says, I went to the store and I bought two steaks, both rib steaks. One, I bought some nevela for the Goyisha help. And when I bought Glad Kosher, I got home, I mixed the two. I don't know if this is the Nevela steak or the kosher steak. So I gave the Goita one. She said she'll eat it either way. She didn't care. And this is the other one. It's a Safik Nevela. So a fellow comes home, Safik Dereis L'Chumra, he's not allowed to eat it. But let's say you have a person, he comes home, he says, you know what? I had a good day today. Things are going well. I'm a betting man. 50-50 chance. I'll eat the steak and we'll see what happens. Chalila, somebody should do it. You have a man, he ate it. No, 120 years later, he dies. He comes up to Shemayim. First thing he meets the Malach is he asks the Malach, remember that steak? Was it Nevela? Is it going that side of the scale? Or was it kosher? So the Malach tells him, you got the kosher one. He said, Baruch Hashem. He says, yeah, but it's still going on that side of the scale. Why? The side of the Tzemach Tzedek is that Safik Dereisa L'Chumra is a Vada Yisr. It's a new Yisr. Shimon calls it a 614th Yisr in the Torah. There are 613 mitzvahs we know about.
The Rambam holds it's only
Safik. Shimon is explaining from the Tzemach Tzedek what the Rambam holds we'll talk about. But he says, Safik Dereisa L'Chumra is a new Yisr in the Torah. It's a Vada Yisr. Where does it come from? He has an interesting lashon. He says it comes Mekayach Mesiris HaSeichel. Whatever that means exactly. You have a Mesir of Seichel. I don't know exactly what the lashon means. But we have a Kabbalah. We're not making up our own Seichel. The Gemara says the Reis L'Chum. The Yisoid of the Tzemach Tzedek is that Safik Dereisa L'Chumra is a Vada Yisr. It's a 614th Yisr. It's not a Safik Yisr. He comes up to Shemayim. And he finds out it was kasha, it doesn't matter. He wasn't Ivis in the Vela. He was Ivis in the Savdarais L'Chumra. Tzemach Tzedek means a makar. because we bring the Nashim Talui. Someone ate Safik Chelev, brings the Nashim Talui. So he says, why isn't that Safik Chulam Ba'azara? You bring an Nashim Talui because maybe I ate Chelev. If you didn't eat Chelev, it's Chulam Ba'azara. Well, right, you have to. It's Mitzvasei Bekach. It's true. He's teaching the Mitzvasei Bekach that the Torah is telling us that that's a Vada Yisr, that the Sami Derais is a Vada Yisr, and that's his Yisayit. I like to say that there's a Mishnah Berurah, Halacha Lemaisa, which might depend on it. If somebody ate Kedei Sviya, he doesn't remember if he benched. What's a din? You bench. Could you be Moitzi someone else with that benching? Yeah? Could you be Moitzi someone else with that benching? So the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, says in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Sivkot Yud Aleph, he says you could be Moitzi someone. Like the Tzemach Tzedek is very Gishmak. Because I'm benching, not, maybe it's a Brachal of Atala, maybe I'm a Choyiv, and the Alochi is, by the Raisas, you have to be a Machmer. No. I'm Vadai benching. I'm certainly allowed to bench. It's Vadai a Mitzvah for me to bench. That's a good question.
No, we're up to 615 now.
Maybe you're going to be doing 640, can be right. So as this, it would be good. What? I'll tell you the truth. The Mishnah Berurah says it, but in the Maramakim, the Sharatzi, and it's Echon Surah B'Kiveger. B'Kiveger is in Simen Yud. B'Kiveger doesn't say this explanation. B'Kiveger is a different, he's Mitzara for other reasons that you could be Mitzi. But this L'Chairu would be a Nafkamina, yes or not. The other Nafkamina is the Shariyesha brings the Gabe Simen Kuf Yud, the explanations of Svek, and if you learn Hilchot Svek Sveika, this fits beautifully to Tzemach Tzedek. Prima Gadda brings it there. Explains all the dinam of Safik Echa Bekufa, Safik Echa Betaruvis. Explains, there'll be time, we'll come back to it. But this is a nice insight that we heard in the Yeshiva Velt all the time. No, but you have to be Shemeya, a Bracha Shel Chiyav. If you have Bracha Shein Shel Chiyav, you're not Yaitza. If someone benches, he's not Mechiyav to bench, you can't be Yaitza Shemeya Kaina. Has to be Bracha Shel Chiyav. At any rate, this is the insight. That's all I wanted from there. Some of the Rishonim is a new din. Zogin, all these gedalim. The din of Safik Tuma, b'shusayachit Tamei, is not Tumas Nida. It's not Tumas Meis. It's a new Tuma. There's a Tuma called Safik Tuma b'shusayachit Tamei. It's such a Tuma. Safik Tuma b'shusayachit Tamei. And that Tuma has its own dinim. L'mashal. They're coming to answer. The Achiezer and the Reb Chaim and the stencils are both not going on Dinei Nida. They're going on Dinei Nazir. The halach is, Ein Nazir Megaleach al Safik Tumah B'Shusayachid. A Nazir is not Megaleach for Safik Tumah B'Shusayachid. Why not? A Nazir is not Megaleach on Tumah Sheretz. A Nazir is not Megaleach on Tumah Nida. A Nazir is only Megaleach on Tumah Meis. There are many tumas a nazir not megaleach. Zoktum Chaim Eiser. A nazir is not megaleach on Safik tumah b'shusayachid. It's a new type of tumah. It's a different tumah. On this tumah, a nazir is not megaleach. It's a new category of tumah. Very geshmak. So we're saying now that a woman could be tamei al tznida. A woman could be tamei al Safik tamei. So that's his chaf. Zogt in the Chiddush of Shimon. Says now we don't have to say the Shmaitzah. Shmaitzah said based on Tosfos two different parashas. There's a parasha of Nida and a parasha of Tumah. And we have a kasha. It's not Mestaver. Mestaver that Nida is Dinei Tumah. Zogt a din of a Vadai Nida. That's the Dinei Tumah. Tome Nida is Hainu Hach, not like the Shmaitz. Tome Nida is Hainu Hach, Avade Nida is a Din Tome, like it says in the Chumash, in the words of the Chumash, and you become Torah with a mikveh, it's good. What's this Tosis talking about? This Tosis is about Amix Ashulia B'loi Vlad. On Amix Ashulia B'loi Vlad, Tosis is a Masafik Tome, Zakter, Shmaitz and I, we learn Yelay Sol Abayla, it's a different parasha. Savdom Rishas Yachid is learn Yelay Sol Abayla, it's a different parasha. It's not Dinei Nida. So Mimela, it's a very geschmack. It's a nice Einfau. You can have it both ways. A Vadai Nida is one thing. What?
Hainu
It's Tumah called Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid. And it has Dinim, B'Shus HaYachid, Tumah, B'Shus HaRab and Tar. And it has a din of the thing it's a Safek Tumah for. If it's Safek Tumah for Safek Meis, it's B'Avayis HaTumah, it'll be a Safek Nida, it'll be Dine Nida, it'll be Dine Safek. It'll have the same din if it's Metameh Behesed, it'll depend on where it comes from. But now again, it's not, he's not saying this just to answer the kasha. He brings it, as I said, from Dachiezer, from Chaim, and Kavitz Aris, who are saying it independently of this sugya. Comes out a very geshmaka thing that legabe dinim of Safik Tuma, there's a separate parsha, and in Mela, it works out. You can have it both ways. So it turns out at the end of the day that we still have two mahalchim. You have the mahalach of the Shmaitza that Nida and Tumah are not totally Zabizah.
That wouldn't ask her on Baila, that what you're saying?
That, right, that Safik Tumah won't ask on Baila. You have to have the Dinah of Safik Shusra Mashiach, don't ask. The Din, what? You need Tumah Siyala, there's no Tumah Siyala for that, right? So that's his Ayin Fal. I think it's a wonderful Ayin Fal. So it comes out at the end of the day that we have a major machlaikis. If Nida and Tumah hainu hach, the Shmaitza is separate. And Grada in the Asr Derais, he says it that way. Reb Shimon, who holds it's not logical, and the son here are defending it and saying, no, Nida and Tumah is one, Safik could be different. Now, I will tell you that Asr Derais brings from the Gra, from the Deres Elio, on Chumash, by Zaken Mamre. No, it says ki basic anamic ki polim chadovar was a bain dam ladam, bain din ladim, bain negal anab. So the Lashon Agra is the following. He says in the Torah there are three types of psak halachas, muta and aser, chayiv and zakai, and tamei and tar. So he says. So he says all three amarum is here. And listen how he says it. He says bain dam ladam, that's muta and aser. Bain din ladin is chayiv and zakai. Bein nega la nega, that's Tomei and Tar. Bein dam la dam, he says, is not Tomei and Tar. It's not Tomei and Tar. Bein dam la dam is Mutter and Aser. So it seems from the Gra, that's what Asen Deraisa says, the Gra held, like the Shmaitz is saying, not like this old Pilpula, that dam la dam is Issa Veheter. Could be that Peloshim and the other mitzvahs of a head to Baptist. The Torah is Loshim. What? I'm saying, obviously, the Grummies was asked, Lagabe had to Labaila, if he says Mutavasa. But the way the Shari Yesha holds, or Shimon holds, that's also a Shaila Hilchis Tum.
Does the Gross say that it's talking about Hilchis
Nida? You can think of another Dam that's Tar and Tame.
Dam on with Mutter.
To eat dam. And plus the Rambam the Rosh, it was dam adam is dam adam is mother everyone. Basa adam plus the Rambam the Rosh. Maybe the Gra meant dam la dam. I gotta be eating dam. I'm gonna say but basa la basa. But anyway, this is the pulpula that I wanted to share with you. And what? Oh, so I just had a PS afterthought to this whole thing. I don't know. I'm not learning Masechtas Nida at the moment. I'm learning Daf Chafav. The kasha of why you need a Kabbalah of Ein Shilya B'lay Vlad. Why do you need a Kabbalah? It could be, then why don't you just say Ein Shilya B'lay Vlad is totally in Dine. Even if it's a Safik, it is a Shilya B'lay Vlad. You still have to be a Chayshish that there's a Shilya B'lay Vlad. So even if it's a Safik, it's a Shav Deraisa. It should have exactly the same dinim. So pashtus, you could say the same teretz that the linya leisa abayla, but he can't say that. So I'm not asking al safik tumah. I'm talking al safik deraisa. So what?
That this
will be totally mishus harab mishus hayachid.
If it's the Berushas Haram, that's why if you don't have the Chazak, it's mut. If you have the Chazak, it's mut.
Okay, it could be. I don't know. I was just thinking that it could be the Zimzim, the Shiloh of Mixa Shilya, of Kula Shilya B'lai Vlad, which turns into a Vadai, and the Sugya of Mixa Shilya, which turns it into a Safik, that in the Sugya of Sveikis, it could be Mechala between Ishla B'ayla and Dine Tumah. and not in the sugya of Adois. Now, how's it going to play out here in the sugya? I'm not sure, and maybe I shouldn't try without being holding here in the sugya. Maybe somebody asked the kashi in the sugya. Why you need Vadai ancient? Because basically, what Tosis says by Imix is Shulia Belay Vlad. Now, why do you have to know for sure? It should be enough for Safi, because Shulia Belay Shulia Belay Vlad. Okay, then I'm not sure. But I'll call upon him, this is the aside. And how long is supposed to go till 11:30? Yeah. So every year I'm told to say Divri Machshava. But what I want to do is the summer is coming, so I, instead of saying Divri Machshava, I'm just saying Divri Halacha. No chidushim. The chidushim was whatever I said till now. I just want to point out a couple of dinim for the summer that the people are negligent, are oblivious to, because we live in a city where certain halachas don't come up. Specifically, dinei tchumei Shabbos is something a New Yorker is oblivious to. Tchumei Shabbos, let's do it anything, right? We can go everywhere with it. We have no problem Tchumei Shabbos. If you take a map of New York City and you square it, Luchas Island, you can go through, you can go to Fort Lee, you can go to plenty of places, and you're still in the Tchum of Shabbos. But in the country, people don't realize, and I've had the experience of people coming to visit camp or bungalow colony, they're totally chutz l'tchum. But Tchum is 2,000 amos, as you know. So Rameya Acher used to count the footsteps, right? It says that Rameya was learning from Acher. Acher was riding a horse on Shabbos. Rameya was walking, and Acher said, stop, you hit the Tchum Shabbos. How do you hit the Tchum Shabbos? He counted the steps, 2,000 steps is Tchum Shabbos. Now, 2,000 steps is about 7/10 of a mile. For somebody who goes a brisk walk, how long is that? That's 10 minutes, you can make it easily. Now, people go in the country for a walk down a road, and it doesn't dawn on a New Yorker that 10 minutes you could be chutz l'tchum. And if it's a place that the tchumin apply, where there aren't homes, all you need is 70 amos from the last home till the next, and it becomes an issue. And it's something people are not aware of. Now, worse, there's a din of tchumin on clothing, on objects. I'm going to tell you something you're not going to believe is true. When you take out a Mishnah Berurah, you look it up yourself. Let's say you have a son in Lakewood. And let's say, for a minute, that he owns his clothing. Let's say, Shiloh, is it yours? It's his. You can start clearing. He's a married son. He has his own din of what he owns. And he has a necktie in your house. Shabbos by day, you get a stain in your tie. You figure, I might as well take his tie. You put on his tie. And now I walk out of the door. The halacha is that tchumin apply to things a person owns. And they have not their own tchum. They have the tchum of the bailim. If somebody owns something, it has tchumei bailov. Now, the halacha is if you borrow it before Shabbos, then it goes according to the tchum of the shayel, of the person who borrowed it. But if you borrow it on Shabbos, tchumin are established at the onset of Shabbos. And at that moment, all dinei tchumin apply. I remember it was once raining in Shul. It was Leil Shabbos. And you know, when it rains, everyone scavenges through a sudden rain. You start scavenging through the abandoned raincoats. It was a raincoat that had somebody's name who wasn't there. So somebody wanted to take it. I told him, you have a tchum problem. He's in the Catskills for Shabbos. So he looked at me like I was crazy. You know, he left his raincoat in Shul, has name on it. And, you know, like it's the weirdest thing. Tchum problems. So I'm telling you, I don't think it's a machlokes anyway in halacha about this. That the Cheftze, it's a Gemara. The Gemara is interestingly enough in Be'ah. In Erevin, which is Shabbos, they couldn't carry anyway. It doesn't talk about clothing, it talks about objects. So, but it's a Mishnah in Be'ah, Mami Gimel. So it says if you make a bread, you make a cake, you borrow sugar from one neighbor who has a tchum this way, and flour from someone on this way, it's yomtif, and you make a cake, the cake can't go this way, can't go that way. It has everybody's tchum. You gotta sit there and eat it, okay? It can stay in the walled area.
But the coat, raincoat, with the guys in the castle,
has his tchum. You can't take it out of the building. It's already outside. Sometimes it's already out. It can stay in the building. If it's a walled area, if you have a fenced-in bungalow colony, if someone's in New York and he left something there, the halacha is if someone lands, a plane lands on Shabbos. I once had a call, very interesting phone call. I was already in shul for Kabbalah Shabbos, and it was in Camp Anos then. So my wife comes running. With the phone, they have a call from Boston. We're in Boston, Logan Airport. Somebody was on an airline that was flying from Eretz Yisrael back. What's that cheap airline? that existed for short. Tower. It was a different one. Israel. So an Israel airline flight that was coming very close to Shabbos, and there was a storm in New York. He calls me from the tarmac in Boston. So he says that they're in Boston. They're going to take off, and they're flying back to New York. They're going to land on Shabbos. He asked the students if he could get off. He said the only way he could get off is if you have a heart attack, which he was considering, but faking. But he said, you know, you can't get off, and nobody's getting off. So he asked me what to do. He's heading back. So besides, I told him with Gabi his luggage, he has to make sure each piece of luggage is mostly non-muktzah items. Muktzah he can carry. Basically, if he has anything expensive, he could put in each carry-on. He said, Baruch Hashem, he has his wife sheitels. She doesn't trust it to the luggage. So she had two sheitels in hers, so he put one in his, so it was good. And I told him when he lands, he has a tchum issue. He's got it. What happens when you land? The halacha is, if you land chutz l'tchum, even b'mezid, b'shagin, you're allowed to stay in a walled-in area that you're in. The Be'er Halacha says that an Erev doesn't help. It has to be a real wall. So if you land in Kennedy, it happens to be the Hatzalah has a list of airports at Kennedy that are within defense, of hotels in Kennedy that are within defense for tchumim purposes, because it's not the first time it happened. So Benost, one of the guys who runs Hatzalah, was there. So he came running with the list of hotels. It's not a long list. There are a few hotels that are totally in a fenced-in area. But anyway, getting back to our Shiloh with the necktie, so if you're in a bungalow colony, you want to use someone's neckties in the city, if the bungalow colony has a wall, you're okay. Because within the wall, within a fenced-in area, you're allowed. But anyway,
only a wall.
But not in air. The Be'er Halacha, he says a Loshon Safek, but he's not clear not to do it. So this is a yediyah that's not a well-known yediyah, that you have to be aware of hilchos tchumim, and more so that tchumim apply to items as well, to things a person owns as well. Some Allah has not get this summer. Probably go on for a long time, but my time is up. So thank you everybody for coming, and for coming on all the Matzah Shabbos. As long as you learn Matzah Shabbos, it doesn't matter where. I've got